If your team is running AI agents in production today, here is the number that should concern your board, 40 to 60%. That is the reduction in human oversight hours per agent completed task that teams are achieving when they move from direct session management to queue-based orchestration. Read that in reverse, and it means teams still running session-based agent management are consuming 40 to 60% more human attention than they need to. At scale, that overhead does not just slow you down, it inverts your ROI entirely. This is the central finding from AI News and Strategy Daily's 2026 analysis of enterprise agent deployments, and the problem has a name, the anticipation gap. It describes the delta between agents that sit idle waiting to be invoked and agents that recognize the moment when their intervention adds value and act within pre-approved guardrails. Most enterprise deployments are still firmly on the wrong side of that gap, and closing it is an architectural problem, not a prompt engineering problem. Let me be precise about what is failing. In session-based agent management, which remains the dominant pattern in enterprise deployments right now, humans are in the coordination loop at every step. An engineer opens a session, assigns a task, monitors progress, nudges the agent when it stalls, and validates the output. If any member of your team is spending more than 30 minutes per day on this kind of agent shepherding, that implementation is net negative on attention cost. And because this architecture scales linearly, double your agents, double your coordination overhead, the problem compounds as you expand. The solution documented in the analysis is the Symphony Protocol, an open-source coordination framework developed by OpenAI engineers. The core insight is elegant. Move agent work into an issue tracker as the single source of truth. Agents pull tasks autonomously from a shared queue. Humans define the tasks and review outcomes, but they are not present during execution. This is queue-based orchestration, and it scales sublinearly. Coordination overhead grows with the number of task types, not the number of active agent instances. The implementation pattern is straightforward for teams already using GitHub issues or linear. Agents pull the tracker for tasks tagged as ready, claim them atomically to prevent duplicate execution, run the work, and route outcomes to either automated completion or a human review queue, based on whether the success criteria were met. The forcing function here is important. The Symphony model requires tasks to have objective, machine-verifiable success criteria at creation time. Code passes CI, or it does not. A schema validates, or it does not. This discipline, defining acceptance criteria before work begins, is itself the primary driver of deployment success. Implementations that skip this step fail at a rate exceeding 60% within the first 90 days. A strategic play for your board is a phased permission architecture. Think of it as a five-tier ladder. Read, suggest, draft, act with confirmation, and autonomous action. Each tier requires progressively more trust infrastructure, and trust is not built by software. It is accumulated through demonstrated reliability at lower tiers over 6 to 12 months. The analysis is unambiguous on this point. A single trust-breaking incident at Tier 4 or 5 can eliminate user adoption entirely, with recovery rates described as very low. You cannot engineer your way around the trust accumulation timeline. You can only protect it. There is also a forward-looking signal worth flagging. OpenAI recently hired Peter Steinberger, the creator of the OpenClaw Proactive Agent Framework, a purpose-built system for anticipatory agent behavior. When a frontier lab makes a key hire in a specific capability area, competing product timelines typically compress to 12 to 18 months. Teams building proactive agent infrastructure today are building into a window that closes when OpenAI ships whatever Steinberger is working on. The time to establish your architecture is now, not after that release. Building on the infrastructure story, there is a data instrumentation imperative that most teams are missing, and missing it silently. Every agent interaction your team completes without structured logging is a month of training signal lost. The behavioral data that matters is specific. Which tasks users delegate, how they edit agent outputs, which suggestions they accept or reject, and how long they take to make those decisions. This structured interaction data is the primary moat-building asset in enterprise AI right now. The analysis projects 20 to 30% personalization accuracy advantages within 18 months for teams that begin capturing this data today versus competitors still in pilot phases. The instrumentation is not complex. A structured event log capturing task type, output acceptance, edit distance, and decision latency is sufficient to begin. But it must be implemented from day one, because you cannot reconstruct historical signal retroactively. Shifting to the tooling landscape, Google's April 29th Gemini update deserves board-level attention for a different reason, not because of what it does technically, but because of what it signals about the compression rate of tooling commoditization. Gemini now generates documents natively across 11 formats: Google Docs, Sheets, Slides, Word, Excel, PDF, CSV, LaTeX, plain text, rich text, and Markdown directly from the chat interface at no cost on the free tier. The reported time reduction on tasks like structured spreadsheet generation from unstructured data is 85 to 95% per instance. For context on the competitive landscape, Claude added Excel, Word, and PowerPoint support in September 2025, but gates high-quality generation behind paid plans. ChatGPT restricts full-file generation to paid tiers. Microsoft Copilot is strongest in application, but weaker in chat-first, export-later workflows. Gemini's free tier is the current price-performance leader for chat-first document generation in Google Workspace environments. This strategic implication is not about file generation specifically. It is about compression rate. Capabilities that cost $20 to $25 per seat per month in October are free in April. The tooling layer is commoditizing faster than the governance and data infrastructure required to extract value from it. Teams that are building their competitive advantage on access to AI tooling are building on sand. The durable advantage is proprietary prompt infrastructure, accumulated behavioral data, and task decomposition discipline, none of which commoditize when a model update ships. One more area deserves direct board attention: the security risk embedded in AI coding adoption. A Stanford study published in the IEEE Symposium on Security and Privacy found that developers using AI coding assistants were 40% more likely to introduce security vulnerabilities than those coding manually. The highest risk areas were memory management, injection attacks, and authentication logic, precisely the areas where AI-generated code looks syntactically correct but fails under adversarial conditions. The exposure calculation for a 100-developer organization where 40% of code is AI-generated works out to roughly 160 potential critical vulnerabilities per year, unmitigated. At IBM's documented average cost of $150,000 per contained incident, that is $24 million in annual exposure for a team that has scaled AI coding adoption without scaling AI security review proportionally. The NIST benchmark that anchors the ROI case for security tooling investment is equally stark. Fixing a vulnerability in production costs 6 times more than catching it at code review and 15 times more than catching it at design. That 1 to 6 to 15 cost ratio is the first calculation any team should run before evaluating security tooling investments. For teams building out the security review layer, the adoption architecture matters as much as the tooling selection. Forrester's DevSecOps research found that 68% of failed security tool rollouts were caused by poor developer experience and high false positive rates. tools that require developers to leave their IDE achieve less than 30% adoption. Any AI security scanning system must surface findings at the point of code authorship in the IDE or as a pull request comment to achieve meaningful adoption. And the false positive threshold is a hard gate. Above 25% false positives at the 60-day pilot mark, developer adoption collapses from alert fatigue. Publicly committing to pause rollout at that threshold is not a sign of caution. It is how you protect developer trust. The risk and opportunity pairing to carry into your next board conversation is this. The opportunity is compounding returns from queue-based agent orchestration and behavioral data accumulation, both of which are implementable now with existing tooling. The risk is that tooling commoditization is moving faster than the governance and data infrastructure most organizations have in place to capture the value. Teams that are still in pilot phases without structured interaction logging and defined task acceptance criteria are not just moving slowly, they are accumulating a moat deficit against competitors who started 12 months earlier. The anticipation gap is real, and closing it is the highest ROI engineering investment available to enterprise AI teams in 2026. The protocol exists. The pattern is documented. The window is open, for now. Thank you for joining today's Business Pragmatist briefing. That's your executive intelligence update, and the moves that matter most are always the ones made before the window closes. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your TOR brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.